Yo, what up? Welcome to Free Refills Podcast Overflow. What's an overflow, you might be asking yourself? Well, let me explain. There was more to our conversation with our guest, Drew Wright, than we could fit into a single episode. This part of the conversation, it wasn't planned. It just happened. Before we can jump into it, though, I want you to know that if you haven't listened to the full episode with Drew, you need to go back and listen to episode 002 before continuing here. By the way, I'm your host, Boss, and I'll be with you in this conversation along with my co-host, Nick, and Dusty, and our guest, Drew. Let's jump in. Well
All
done.
Right, so, hold on.
Here's
a question I really wanted to ask you, Drew, but it did not fit in the flow of where we're going. Yeah. I'm just curious. Yeah. One of the first things you said with, you talked about students that transition out, right? Like, you know, that's an ongoing relationship. And I totally get that. I'm curious of maybe those students or your own students. How did they, did you see the tables flip where your kids came back and cared for you in this time frame?
Yeah, absolutely. I saw it from former students, current students. So one of the things that I do in my community is I'm a FCA chaplain for the basketball team, Jinx, high school boys basketball team. None of them come to my church. Not one of the kids come to my church. Awesome. Every single one of them came to the memorial service. The whole team, JV, varsity, all the coaching staff, every single one of them. And they've been there. They called on a regular basis while I wasn't in, like, the head coach knew I wasn't officing. I wasn't doing my job. I was taking time. And he would call. He was not for anything on his own personally. He'd just say, how are you doing? I care about you. I've been praying for you, all these different things. And so that was a huge thing to see that part. But I've got to walk through it with a lot of our current students and teach them about grief in a way that it's going to be invaluable to them for the rest of their life. I've told them from day one, I'm like, I wouldn't pray my situation on the worst person in the world. You can take the worst person in the world. I wouldn't ask them to go through what I'm walking through.
Yeah.
But what they're getting is a perspective of somebody who they look up to, they love, hurting, walking through pain, and just trying my best. I'm not perfect at it, but just trying my best to be faithful through it all, as God has been faithful to me. That's a lot easier said than it is done. But I've had so many good conversations, fruitful conversations. In this past summer, there was an accident in the Jinx community where a couple of students lost their lives. And I had kids reach out to me through that saying, what do we do? And they knew that I had that perspective.
Right.
They were like, we don't know how to grieve. They didn't have any context. They were like, do we just sit around and cry all the time? Like, what do we do? And so I got to walk through that with them.
That's huge.
I wasn't going to say this on our, like, on our episode and stuff because it wasn't the space, but I walked through grief a year ago. I was let go from a job, and then the day that I was let go, my wife and I experienced a miscarriage, and it just crushed me. I can't even imagine what you've gone through. And there's not at all a comparison between you and I of that, but the grief aspect of it, as you talked about it, and you talked about this, it's a cyclical thing. From what my experience was, it wasn't linear like we all think, right? The stages of grief that everybody talks about, it's like, no, that's not how that works. It comes back. And yeah, so the things that you talked about with grief, and even touched on even what to say to people on how to respond to people going through grief is good. So
And before we hit stop recording, I was watching you, and yet you had it written down. You had made a comment about maybe I'll go there. Do you remember what that was? I just want to make sure that was there a piece of it that you wanted to share that we just maybe didn't get to?
Gosh, yeah.
You were like, you literally were like, maybe I'll go there. Maybe we'll get there later. And I was like, oh man, if there's something that needs to be said, I want to make sure we might end up having enough content to do a two-part, so we might even split right. it. So I want to make sure we get all of it. I'd rather have all of it than cut it short.
I'm trying to remember
what else. Take your time. Take your time. Also, while you're thinking, what do you, if you don't remember, it's not a problem.
And I don't, I know I was going to go into, what to say and what not to say. Like there's, I think it was on that, piece that there's never like, there's never the perfect words to say to somebody that's going through grief. And what I experienced with this other couple that I love dearly was when I would say and just agree with them, this sucks. I hate it. I hate that you're having to walk down this road. I hate that you're having to go down this road. It's terrible. When those words were spoken to me and they just agreed in my grief, it was like, okay, I think I've got this. I know I've got true community. People are walking with me in this. They're not standing on the side cheering me on. They're walking with me in it. That's the thing that meant the most to me. Thinking back through the things that helped and the things that I've been able to speak into other people. And I don't know if that for you, boss, if that's what you've experienced when you guys walk that road or not, but.
Yeah, man, it was, you talked about people like trying to give you a word or a verse, right? Like people want to run to scripture and some like, you know, some perfect scripture to give you and to be like, remember this, you know? And I'm like, no, that's one that's out of context. But the thing I do know about scripture is that like you talked about Job, I thought about Jonah, right? Like I thought about those moments where I was like, I don't think there's ever been a person in history that's ever looked in the middle of the storm and said, yeah, I get it. I know why this is happening to me. Right? Like Job asked the question and God was like, smacked him and was like, who are you to ask me any of these questions? I think Jonah was probably the closest because he went, it's because of me and I'm out and I'm going to jump in, you know, whatever, but nobody else. And so that for me, I was like, okay, you know what? I might not ever know why this happened until I get to the other side of heaven and I can ask God. And maybe, and I even thought, I was like, I don't even think God's planning this thing, you know, like, cause some people would say, maybe they said this to you that, you know, it's God's plan or, oh, you know, Lord. God, you know, that sort of thing. And you're like, you're telling me that this, that he did this. I don't believe that's not the God that I serve.
Or when people say it must've been just God's will. Like, I'm like,
but the difference though of hand in that verse, like you're saying,
right.
It's not in the right context.
Right.
Yet, Drew, you said that when you read it in a different, in a different understanding now. Yeah. And so, yeah, I think the answer is scripture. The answer is going to scripture to see where God's moving, but it's what God's doing through your heart, not what people perceive it to
be. Yeah. And I think for me, when I heard those things, I think the thing, there's two things that I had to understand. One, 99.9% of people that are saying those things, they're doing it fully out of love.
Right.
And I had to start hearing things out of love.
That's good.
And, right. And through that filter of, you may have said something that was stupid, but I'm going to take it as you just trying to love me. And the other thing that I had to realize was why they were saying it. It was they wanted, with all of their heart, they wanted my situation to be better and different. Right. They wanted it to be picture perfect and it wasn't. And so they were doing what only they knew how to do.
Yeah.
And it was out of not ever walking through a learning experience. And so there were moments where I wanted to say certain things and I did say them, not the exact same thing that I wanted to say,
right, sure.
But I took it as I get to teach this person about real grief because they have a picture that's out there and they're probably going to go wound somebody because they're not going to think through that filter that I am. Right. And so I'm going to teach them in this moment about, that was not healthy to say.
Yeah.
And I felt like it gave me the wisdom to do those moments or have those moments.
And then just know how to walk
through
that and not for them to go, oh, well, you know, now he's being irrational. Yeah. Right. But he gave you probably the discernment to how to walk into that.
And it was always in calmness.
So I'll ask you this. while we're in this moment, you kind of had said like maybe I was going to talk about, you know, what not to say. So what specifically would you suggest people just to kind of stay away from?
So when my story happened, our executive pastor put a Facebook post out there that blew up. There was like 1.6 million hits on that Facebook post.
Lord have mercy.
Whoa.
Yeah. So I was getting, I probably got, I don't know, 2,000 or 3,000 Facebook messages from people I'd never met or talked to.
Wow.
That I had no contextual relationship with. My Facebook just ignited. And I felt, as a pastor, pressure to respond to every single one.
Oh, man.
Right? Because that's just, that was the internal pressure. And I was just operating out of like, I don't know what else to do, so I'm just going to do it. And the thing that I was like annoyed with the most were the God's got a plan, or God's, you know, God intended this, or he willed it. Those were always annoying, but it was a person that wanted to teach me about grief that I had no relationship with. And they had all the answers to my situation. The second thing was when people would say, I know how you feel. And I was like, no, you don't. Like, you may have walked through something terrible, but the thing that I've learned, and I am very careful with myself, is to not say that, because I've realized grief is so, so unique with each and every person, and every situation is so different. They could be walking through the exact same type of situation. We may be in similar boats, but we're not on the same creek. Like, they're two different journeys, and everybody's got a different perspective.
You're so right in that, where I realized, like, and you said it, like, I mean, you said and quoted scripture that God, I mean, he custom makes it for his good, right? He didn't intend it. He didn't intend these things to happen. I don't believe that's not the God that I serve, that he was like, oh, I'm going to put this into action. But I was like, but I know that he's going to use it, and I don't know how he's going to use it. And that was the thing for me that I was like, it was like you said, like, I don't know how he's going to do this and use it. And I don't know where we're going to see the good from it, but it's going to come at some point. And that was healing for me. It gave me hope for sure. You've said it really, really well. One of the things I think for me too is I now can sit with guys like you, men and women like you, and as you share, like, you've gone through a grief moment like that, I can just say, I've gone through grief too, and I can.
It's a terrible club that nobody wants to be in.
Nobody wants to be in. But you also, I mean, you realize for sure, like, when you're talking with people, you realize, like, okay, I know that they haven't experienced it, and I don't want them to experience it.
Yep.
But then if I were to sit in your office, I would stand up and give you a hug. And I would I would be like, I'm with you in this grief, and it hurts. Like, my heart hurts for you already. Mm. And we just met. You know, and that's where I'm at with this whole thing, because it's just,
You know, it's funny you say that you would give him a hug. We actually just missed each other, I guess, in NYWC, because you went there with Johnny, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, so
Johnny, that's crazy.
Yeah, we were all three of us were there. Actually, it's funny.
That's nuts.
Background.
All of us. Yeah.
All of us were there. I was there too. All of us,
yeah. So, like, this actually got burst. Like, this almost idea got, like, started spinning at NYWC as we sat for coffee at, like,
at the Starbucks,
5 o'clock in the morning at the Starbucks right across the street. And so, like, we were just
the Starbucks
there.
That closed at 9 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
Awesome. Oh, no, it was way earlier.
It was the one, whatever was in the hotel. Yeah. Whatever that
genius.
Was.
Yeah. Great marketing plan. You know, you have all these extra people there. Yeah. But no, yeah, we actually started talking about this there. And I was just thinking, like, as you were like, man, I really love to give you a hug. I was like, dude, we're like right there. I could, like, you know what I mean? So anyway, cool kind of background. But Drew, if anything else that, you know, this might even be a two-parter. I mean, there's a lot in there. But I if nothing else, man, just thank you.
We want to thank Drew for being vulnerable and honest with us as he shared his story and experiences of personal pain and grief. Our hope is that this conversation resonated with you as you listened in a way that sparked a desire to be in a community with other youth leaders. We are better together because we are never alone. To find a community near you, you can do that through our website, nnym.org, or you can drop us a note at freerefillspodcast@nnym.org. We would love to hear from you. A way that you can help this show grow is to share it with someone you know or leave a rating and review. That helps us in such a big way, you have no idea. As we close, I just want you to remember, the more that you pour into yourself, the more that you can pour out. Until next time, blessings.